The Regional Conservation Partnership Program, 10 years later. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Regional Conservation Partnership Program has incented groups of farmers and other land managers to adopt conservation practices for 10 years now. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney.
So many of our conservation challenges don't exist just on one parcel of land. They cover an entire watershed or an area that might host certain wildlife, or in order to be successful to reduce soil erosion, we need to work across a lot of different producers, a lot of different landowners. What this program allows is local partners to do exactly that, to work directly with NRCS and local producers to implement conservation practices and do it at a scale that can be really meaningful for whatever resource issue you're trying to address.
USDA says 83 projects were funded with $1 billion last year. This year, he says, a record $1.5 billion is on the table.
Most of the money is going to be targeted at climate smart agriculture and forestry. Again, practices that can benefit production, agriculture, and forestry even while we reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is all voluntary. It's all incentive-based.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.